welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic book technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anthony.
Hello, people.
And Joey.
Hello.
And a long, long ago guest, Steven.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And of course, there's me, a Bill. I'm here, as always. And you can contact us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com, or you can text us or leave a voicemail at 801-896-4335, or that's 801-896-GEEK.
Wow, that's fancy.
I know. I have all sorts of specials. Like, hunt that one down. Get that.
I love it.
And you also can help support us at patreon.com, where you get access to the podcast early, and you actually get access to our Discord channel where you can chat with us. And this is the one way we're doing a live show, because we're doing a live show on Podbean right now, but we'll see how this goes compared to whether we try to do another way for Patreons.
If you were on the website, how would you access it?
Podbean? Well,
I'm trying to access it.
Okay, so you have to go, you were at podbean.com.
Yep, I'm there. I'm on our page.
All right. Yeah, are you signed in?
Can't find a way, yes.
And you're signed into the account?
To my account.
Browse podcast? Oh, or are you going to insert? Well, you said you're on our page?
Yep, I'm on geeksarewired.com. Sorry, geeksarewired.podbean.com.
I was like, wait. Huh.
Yeah, that part's cut off.
You know, we did this last week, right? Or not even a month
ago. Well, I did that on the app, yeah. I wanted to watch the chat.
Okay.
There is a chat.
If it, because we may be missing things.
Yeah.
Like we did last time, sort of. I can see if I share this. Well, if I go like this. Wow, there's like quite the link to this, isn't there?
Yeah, but it should just show up.
I would expect that.
Maybe I'll follow it. Let me click follow. We'll see what happens. I'm following it. Let's refresh.
And we can even, oh, look at this. It's even posted on, I should probably not post it on mine. I probably should post it on, like, yeah, I'm just posting it on mine. Sure. Newsfeed. We're just doing, yeah, this is how it's going to just.
Is that on Facebook then?
This is on Facebook.
Okay. So if this one's live, then is it still being recorded so you can listen to it later?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So there is a backup in case.
All right.
We did a live about a month ago. It was on for a few minutes. Somebody else hopped on. We're just seeing how things were going to work. It's like 5 minutes, if even. We're like, okay, we got this. Now we can go this way. And
nice.
We had issues with the chat slightly.
Very nice. Very
but,
cool.
Yeah. But luckily, Anthony was able to like follow along and like, hey, here we go.
Yeah.
Trying to
move the microphone forward. I still can't get onto it.
Okay, go to the Facebook. Go to my Facebook.
I can log into Facebook.
I know. It's terrible.
Maybe you posted it to my Facebook, Bill.
Oh, no. I have everyone's passwords.
I don't have Facebook.
No.
I was just kidding.
You're lucky. Actually, Facebook already knows all about you anyways.
They do. Because I did have a Facebook, and then I canceled it right before I went to school.
You don't have to have a Facebook. They'll put a number to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
so.
All these apps share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll just build a number for you and then a profile, and then they'll have your social, so it's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all good. They don't want to steal my identity, though. I have a lot of debt. So
yeah.
They'd probably like yeah, right. 20 cents for this profile.
You can't look at it on the website.
Oh.
When I go to the link, it says, download it on the App Store.
You have to do it through the app.
Yes.
Oh, you have to do it to the Podbeam app.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
But you were trying to get it to where, like, if you went to your website, it's just playing and you could listen to it?
Well, if you went through podbean.com directly and then searched. Apparently, you cannot listen to podcasts through Podbean's website.
Which is really weird.
That is kind of weird.
I know.
That's... So how do you listen to it on your PC, then, or on your...
You don't.
Well, afterwards, you could probably listen to us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Come on, Podbean.
Yeah, Podbean?
Podbean.
Podbean.
Yes.
Get on it.
They're who we've been hosting through for...
40 years.
Yeah, it feels like it. Back in my day when podcasts were new for the third time.
They were on the dial-up. You only had to wait 3 hours to get your 20-minute podcast.
Yep. But yeah, so and that's why I posted it out, which we talked about last week, so this maybe we'll do it again too if this doesn't go as well this time or whatever. But through the Podbean app, apparently, on your cellular device.
Wireless device.
Maybe. I still can't
get mobile device.
Get onto it.
Mobile wireless.
Oh, there we go.
Bluetooth.
Yes.
Did you call it? We're doing it live.
Yeah, I literally called it. So this is episode 381. We're doing it live.
Nice. I like it. It's a beautiful title.
Well, how about with all the apps and everything, we will just start things off with the decade in review.
A look back.
At the top apps for the decade.
All right, let's do it.
So, do you know what the top four apps that have been downloaded over the decade have in common?
Are they games?
They're games.
No.
No.
No, really?
Games actually aren't even in the top 10.
Are they social decade or over the year?
Over the decade.
Social media.
Okay, Anthony has an argument against that.
Yeah. Anyways.
What did you say, Anthony?
Oh, I already know the answer, so I'm not saying
anything. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
He already pulled
I was going to say games. What? Social media was a great guess.
And I say more detailed, yes, but Anthony had an argument against social media.
Oh, okay, okay. So we're gonna go over that.
So the answer is Facebook.
They're all Facebook apps.
Facebook is number one. Facebook Messenger is number two. WhatsApp is number three. Instagram is number four.
Facebook Messenger. WhatsApp. What's WhatsApp?
It's a messaging app.
It's a messaging app that is apparently social media.
It's like text messaging. It uses your phone number to deliver messages to you, so someone can text you through WhatsApp, but it uses data instead of SMS.
Oh, okay.
So it's really useful for global text messaging. You don't have any of those fees associated with it.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So, very cool.
And suppose lots of encryption, but there's back and forth on how much encryption Facebook got it.
I see those apps. So number eight, UC Browser, what's that?
It's a China app.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So yeah, these are where the companies are headquartered. It's not where it's most popular because the games...
Skype?
Yeah, Skype is still...
I guess Skype was really popular when the decade first started, so...
Well, that's the other thing, is even look at TikTok's number seven, and TikTok really didn't come in
until like this year.
Like yeah. that song, TikTok.
Oh yeah, you're I forgot you're a boomer. So that TikTok is what the new kids are doing these days.
Oh, that's the new kids.
Yeah,
I feel so old.
I know.
TikTok is what was that?
Vine.
Yeah, it's Vine, but it has music that you can play in the background of your Vine videos.
What's a Vine video?
I think.
Oh goodness!
I know that's
so,
bad.
Wait, do you know what Musical.ly is?
Musical.ly? I don't think so.
Do you know what YouTube is?
Yes.
You know the funny short clips people make?
Yeah.
That's essentially a Vine.
Oh, okay.
Vines were
like
about
really
8 seconds long. In fact, I think that was the limit when
okay.
it first came out.
Okay.
They can get longer.
Man, I'm learning so much. This podcast is more informative for me than I feel like the audience so far.
Anyways, you want to hear my rant about the social media thing?
Oh, yeah, yes. Go.
Okay. So, apparently WhatsApp Messenger is classified as social media. I don't see how because it's literally just text messaging. You're messaging one person. Sometimes there's a group, but that's still...
Are texts and images considered media?
Yes.
Images gotta be.
Is it social? Like, is interacting with other people considered social?
Okay, to me, social media means, like, you're putting it on, like, a place that's... So, Facebook. You post a status for many people to see. Not necessarily to talk to them directly, but for people to see.
Doesn't WhatsApp have statuses?
I don't think that it does.
Confused.
That's my why. Status. That's why I don't put this argument with Facebook Messenger or Snapchat, just with WhatsApp. I haven't used it for like 2 or 3 years, though, because Signal has been my replacement, but...
I haven't used it for
me
so
too.
Long.
Signal. That's what I'm all about.
Maybe it's way different now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it is, but I...
You can give people money.
Signal is technically...
Through what?
Can you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You just send them money through WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird.
Well, you can do that with...
you can do all kinds of shady deals that way.
Well, you can do that with
sort of
Apple Messenger, too. Just iMessage. You can send people.
You can also request money through Apple.
I'm going to request money from everybody I text with now.
There
just
to
see, hey, just FYI.
I'm not giving you my number.
Do you have a dollar that you can donate to my...
Just Just cause
to the human fund.
Mountain of
Anyways, death. So assuming that WhatsApp doesn't have like a stories feature or anything like that, or like a channel that you can follow, I don't see how it's considered social media. That said, Signal is also considered social media.
Mm.
Like, it's within the same bucket.
Okay, so see,
so I don't know how.
I'm more on the line with Joey with the social aspect of it and the media aspect of it, because I take things literal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got in a fight with my roommate because he was saying Netflix and chill means what everybody thinks it means.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've said that before. I'm like, hey, let's watch Netflix and just chill out at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse
so
to that, say that it means
that
something
phrasing,
else because
no,
I take it literally.
That phrasing is different than just saying Netflix and chill.
I don't know. I don't think many people actually phrase it as Netflix and chill, but they all have intent.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, I'm like, no, I just want to watch Netflix.
Well, then
and
you'll
chill.
Just be
yeah.
the one that people silently laugh at.
Cause,
and snicker.
Because I'm married.
There you go.
So
well, you
we Netflix and chill all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just to close off my argument, the way that I consider social media, because of how, like, when the term was first coined, that's what it was. I don't think it was first coined whenever emails were going, like emails were a thing or text messaging. I don't think it became a thing until like MySpace and Facebook.
Okay. I'm not sure about MySpace, if it was officially a term, but you forget GeoCities and...
Yeah, it's a blog.
Which is literally social media.
Yep. You're posting something for others to see. It's not necessarily you're talking to that to, you're not expecting a response. You're just like, hey, here's the thing, go read it. Maybe comment on it, maybe not. It doesn't matter. When you're text messaging or messaging on like WhatsApp, you're sending a message to someone expecting some kind of response. Normally,
I don't know. I think people expect responses on like Facebook.
Okay, yes, but it's
famous people don't. Because they don't actually answer them, probably.
Like,
they have somebody
I
to
get
do it
this
for
is
them.
Kind of a shaky, like, definite, like, wall, like, fence I'm sitting on. But it's just my definition. Of course, it could, like, definitions change, so whatever. But that's just my rant.
It's a beautiful rant.
I don't consider it social media, but.
Okay, so, like, whatever. That was the side part of it, I guess. What's really interesting is that, so there's the UC browser on here, but there's no Chrome. There's no IE. There's no Brave. There's no Firefox.
There's no Minecraft.
In
huh?
English.
Oh, no,
world,
there's games. So we'll get into that in a moment.
We're fragmented among, like, Chrome, Firefox, whatever else came. Like, originally it was, like, the Android browser or something.
And then
so
Opera.
That's pretty fragmented. But China has a huge market. So if there's a latest and greatest there, they throw it out on, like, WhatsApp and WeChat. Huh. And then everybody has it downloaded like that. And you got... like 2 billion downloads.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, Bill, speaking of numbers like a billion, those are more than millions.
For which one?
You know, billions.
Billions.
They're more than millions.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. I thought they were going somewhere. I was like, wait, what? All right. So that was for the last decade. Top 10 all time consumer spent apps.
So these are ones that you had to pay for.
Or you paid it, were paid into.
Oh, okay, like a subscription. Like,
or people paid for either subscriptions or paid to get their perks or anything like
Netflix
that.
Netflix is going to get off of that soon.
Who's going to replace
Netflix?
They
don't allow in-app purchases anymore. Like, at all.
What does that mean?
Netflix also doesn't allow, like... So, they got rid of Apple, like, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, because Apple wanted to
right.
make a large chunk of money. So
Apple, Google still does that, too, and I got an email recently that says... hey, we're canceling this payment method.
Oh.
Put in something else. Somehow they have my PayPal information, so I'm not sure I like that. But because it's like, hey, we're gonna cancel you, and like the day it was canceled, I got a notification from PayPal. I was like, hey, you just paid this money. I was like, what?
So the for the viewers, the in-app purchases, if you pay for something in a game or something through the App Store or Google Play, they take 30% of that
snap.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you can't subscribe to Netflix through the app.
Exactly. No. And okay. You used to be able to, but Netflix wants that 30%.
So now you
subscribe through their website. You can still download the app, but you have to subscribe separately through their website.
Through the through your computer, laptop, or whatever.
Netflix won't even let you manage the account. Like, there's an account button, and you can click on it, but it's like, you have to do this from the desktop app.
Oh, yeah. Which always
is very aggravating to me.
No, you just click load desktop site.
Interesting.
No, it doesn't even say that. It's like, open this in a web browser.
Oh,
there's not even a... There might be a button. I don't remember.
It's in your browser, in your mobile browser, because I had to do with Spotify or Pandora. I was canceling it.
No, I mean, whenever I was in the app on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's when you leave the app. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's Pandora. You cannot cancel your subscription in the app. You have to go to their website.
Same
and
with Spotify.
It can't be a browser version of the website. You have to be a mobile. Actual desktop.
Oh, desktop. Yeah. Gotcha.
So you have to click that fancy button. So
number two.
So Netflix, Pandora, Spotify, and HBO Now are in the top 10, and they want a lot. If the money that they get isn't going to be through.
That's what it shows on Netflix.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
But those are going to drop off this list.
Because they can't take the payments through the app because they want that 30%.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Either that or they're going to go away. Forget it. HBO Now is going away.
Number two.
What do you mean going away?
HBO Now and HBO Go and HBO everything else being replaced by HBO Max.
Disney Plus is skyrocketing.
Are they going to combine with Cinemax then, because they're owned by the same company?
So they're actually releasing their own version of they're challenging Disney and Netflix and everybody, and they're doing their thing.
That's a tough one, man. Disney's a force right now. Netflix is still good too, though. I like Netflix original programming, but I like Disney Plus's stuff too, like The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
you mean Baby Yoda?
And
the child. Show.
But, The Mandalorian doesn't hold a candle to High School Musical, the series. I watch it every week.
I can't believe that's
I'm not joking. I'm not even joking.
I know
what it
is.
Every week.
I thought about it. I haven't officially, hit the play button.
I was there on day one. Oh, it's gosh. Like Friday morning, well, except for today, because there's an episode of Mandalorian that came out today.
Yeah.
I'm guessing because Star Wars comes out on Friday.
Yeah.
That is exactly why.
But I was like, yeah.
Was yesterday.
That's my, those are my Maybe. Stories, yes. is Anyways. What I call them. I watch my stories. Those are the two every Friday.
You haven't watched the Jeff Goldblum one?
Nuh-uh, but my friend said it was really funny. It's like, he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it? It was good?
Yeah. I've nice. Watched it. It was the first three episodes.
Sweet. Is that one that comes out every week or is
yep.
it? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I won't be too behind.
So along with this, I didn't realize Tencent had a video app.
What's Tencent?
Tencent is the big Chinese company that makes all of your video games on mobile.
Really?
They own League of Legends, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's
and
a force.
They also, they actually are in movie
Dota
production.
Dota players make more, just FYI.
Yeah.
Tencent is a huge entertainment company from China.
Wow.
Yeah. They're purchasing up shares of a lot of game companies in the Western world, and it's getting pretty crazy.
They're going to take over kind of thing, business-wise?
They're one of the biggest owners of, who was, not Apex Legends, what's the other one?
Oh, Fortnite?
Yeah, they own a large chunk of that company.
Really?
Yes, because they bought it cheap, and they were like, yeah, why not? We'll just be here.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Are we in China?
Almost.
Eh. We're getting there.
Yeah. We're getting some Chinese viewers.
It'll just be like, oh, I thought you meant, physically. I was like,
No.
It's just like, we're just going to go with that serenity.
No, I meant
yes.
the South Park episodes have been edited to play in China, and now it's completely banned because they purposely cut the cord.
Yeah. Well, we're on multiple ways to get access to the podcast. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so they Tencent owns PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds.
That's Arena like PUBG, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Mobile, Call of Duty Online.
What?
Elysium, Crossfire, Chess Rush, Honor of Kings, Zuan Dao Z Wang.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Moonlight Blade, it just keeps going. They own a lot of stuff.
Nice.
So number two on top paid apps makes a lot of sense. Tinder. People want to pay for more swipes.
Yep.
Improve their chances.
And there's Line. Actually, Line is the social media one, too.
What is Line?
Based off of this table, it is a Japanese messaging app.
Well, I don't know. I almost put it... It's somewhere...
Wait a minute, though. But those ones you have to pay for, then.
No. You pay to get... Not all of these you pay subscriptions. Some of them you pay to get bonus things.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
It is a messaging app. It's a freeware app.
I was thinking it's kind of like Snapchat, kind of.
But for Japan? More...
Well, no. You can... They've got...
It's just a Japanese company that owns it.
Correct.
So everybody can use it. Okay.
Because they've had... kind of
like Spotify.
American.
Comes from Sweden.
Yes.
But they don't. But we use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Way to go. Line. I'm going to have to invest in that, maybe.
I don't know. I've played around with it. Like, I think Taylor Swift is one of the big ones that's on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
so she's
that
always...
reason alone, I've got to get it now.
I mean, she's probably huge in Japan.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And since she is my wife, I probably should be on the same messaging app as her.
They got a lot of stuff on here.
For Line?
Yeah.
I think
they got Line Play, Line Taxi, Line Wow, Line Man, Line Today, Line TV, Line Shopping.
Oh, so it's like it
Line
replaces
Light.
The word Apple then.
Yeah. Facebook.
Or Facebook.
I.
There you go. Hey, so I had a question about that I symbol, and it means intelligent, right? Like
I don't
iPhone.
No, I thought it meant internet.
Phone? Oh, internet? Okay, because we were wondering, like, what the heck does the I mean? We don't see that anymore. You know what I mean? Nothing.
We were just trying to get away from it.
I think it's literally just like, it must be intelligent because I think about the iPod. The first ones did not have internet.
Yeah, that's how I kind of, I thought that it was that, but I wasn't 100% sure and I didn't look it up.
To make it sound like techie.
Right,
like
exactly.
The future.
Yeah.
What about
EMAC? Stuff.
What was the EMAC for?
Entertainment Mac.
Electronic
Mac. Apple.
Emo.
Like a Macintosh
okay, so,
Apple.
Nope.
Emo.
So, on here, on the history, it says, Segal says that the I stands for internet, but also represents the product as personal and revolutionary device. I for individuality and innovation.
Individual pod.
Individual pod. My individual phone.
I told you it was standard for internet.
Individual phone.
Yeah, so it's only a matter of time until we have the Line Pod and the Line Mac.
So you're for the most downloaded games?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sure.
Number one is Subway Surfer.
What?
What
exactly?
Is Subway Surfer?
I've heard of it.
Game,
but
you've and actually, it comes from Denmark?
I've seen people play...
I believe Temple Run.
Subway Surfer. Well, Subway Surfer is just
and
Temple
Candy
Run.
Candy Crush. Is it?
Yeah, it's literally you swipe left and right and up to make your guy jump, and you have a few lanes that you transfer between to get coins.
So, Subway Surfer account 15% of its downloads are thanks to India.
Goodness.
Jeez.
Subway Surfers.
Well, they actually have train surfers, so.
Is Minion Rush also?
Look at that. 8-Ball Pool is number 10. That's awesome.
My Talking Tom, that is the app where you say something and it plays it back in a higher pitched cat voice.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah.
That is the top 10 game.
Think about it.
Number four.
It was like one of the original games.
I guess when the Android first came out, that was like the app on it.
Well, that was also the app on iPhone, too. Like,
that's insane.
That was the app that you always downloaded. I don't know
that
how...
That and Candy Crush.
Now I want to download that app now because I'd never heard of it. My Talking Tom.
Really?
Yeah.
Hill Climb Racing at number 7. That is a very fun game. I actually really enjoyed that one.
I liked Fruit Ninja.
So when we were talking about Tencent, did you notice that they're not in none of their games are in the top 10?
Why is that?
I don't know why. That's just kind of interesting.
They make larger games that have a lot of microtransactions in them.
That's what this second page is for, where we start getting in their stuff.
Oh, Clash of Clans. I could see that.
So Clash of Clans actually made the both lists. So did Candy Crush. They're actually in the most paid. No, more people have paid into them, and more people download them.
There's a lot of Tomcat.
Fate apps. Grand Order is on there? That's weird. I only found out about that anime literally like maybe a month ago.
They must make lots of money.
Well, it's just like TikTok. Just, you know, last month, suddenly all the downloads happened and all the payments happened.
Yeah, that must be it. Because Fate Grand Order is, Fate is a like a continuing series. There's Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night, Fate
So
this,
completely.
Fate that.
So, like, unrelated but related. What did you think of the apocalypse or however you say it?
Apocrypho?
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Interesting. I have an opinion about you now.
I really like
it.
I like Fate Apocrypho the best. And then second, I probably say Fate Zero.
Yeah, Zero. Well, I liked that and Unlimited Blade Works
a lot. Yeah, both of those were great. I just liked the Heroes of Fate Apocrypho.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
I liked that there was more of them, so like you got different personalities, like double everything, so it was kind of cool. But yeah, Zero was like the... Unlimited Blade Works was my introduction to that series, and then when I watched Zero, I was like, wow, this one was like intense. So I haven't watched any of the other ones.
Well, that was back before they had the Holy Grail War every like 2 years. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so unrelated.
So Pokemon Go is also on this. They're raking in the money.
Oh, I believe that.
So what did you pay for in Pokemon Go? I downloaded it, you know what I mean? Everybody
you
was playing it for a time period.
You start off with like 200 for your item storage, which is not enough.
Okay.
And like how much is the Pokemon storage? Like also 200 or is it 250?
You can earn storages with like...
coins.
A couple hundred coins, yeah. And you can earn 50 coins a
day. Which are pretty easy to get now. When it first came out, they were not.
So people were paying to get coins so they could have more stuff.
Yeah, I probably put like $100 into the game.
Oh. Yeah.
That is the only game I've spent that much money on. Like, otherwise, I don't do in-app purchases. I, like, refuse.
Well, it's an addiction, man. You got to catch them all. It's rough.
It also gets to the point where, like, your bag is just always full and you can't really get rid of anything, so you just buy more storage.
Oh, man. Mm. I finally got into some of their, like, battling quests, and you use your resources, like your revives and stuff. There's no Poke Centers in Pokemon Go. So if you're good Pokemon, like, faint, you have to use revives, you have to use potions, and those only come from the Poke Stops or purchases.
Or, you know, your friends.
Well, you can open gifts, but you're still not going to get the level that you need, really, if you want to do a bunch of the raids and whatever. And it's ridiculous. Those Pokestops are stingy with those revives and the potions.
Halloween event, this last one, actually, I was like getting really close to maxing out my bag, and the Halloween event took care of that for me.
Emptied it right out.
Yeah, I was very happy. I was like, oh, get rid of all these balls and stuff.
Playing around then. I should have been.
What were the Halloween? Were they like Pokemon dressed up Halloween like?
They had some Halloween ones, and cool. They also had ghosts. Lots of ghosts out.
Yep,
spooky.
But you had to catch a bunch of them.
You had to feed a bunch of candy.
Yep. Yeah, destroyed my candy on that one.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
That one I got rid of a lot of candy.
That's cool.
I almost got rid of all my candy actually. I was like one or two away from like absolutely doing it. So yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Just those. Okay.
Those are beautiful.
That was for the last decade. That's not the end of the podcast, though. But that's just the
decade. No, that's it.
Decade.
We're done. We'll
decade in review. He wraps.
Goodbye, everyone. It's been nice seeing you
all. It was a nice adventure and one that changed them all. The end.
Can we?
What?
Talk about...
Which one? Which one are you talking
about? Yeah, that one. The one you just grabbed.
This one?
No.
No?
No.
The assistant one?
Yeah.
So, Amazon's assistant... Okay, now it doesn't just play Spotify, but also can play Apple Podcasts. But it only works in the U.S.
No way.
That's weird.
So you also have to go on. You have to set up the skill.
Really?
Yes, you have to set up the skill. So you have to. So, well, if Amazon needs to know how to get to your account, so it's not just like, oh, I'm reaching out. Same thing with Spotify. You have to log in. So you'll have to log into your Apple account.
I would have thought it would just, like, no, I guess it makes sense. I don't know. I thought it would just, like, query and be like, hey, here's a, I guess it depends on what you're after. If you just want a podcast and you just want the latest one, then fine. But if you want to, like, keep track of the ones you've listened to, yeah, that makes sense.
And, well, even with Amazon's assistant, I've been kind of so-so. Like, with the one that, the Echo Auto, I can connect it to... Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
And just run from there. I actually prefer the Pocket Cast app better than because I'm able to come up. It's a little more difficult to do this voice. You're like, oh, skip and do this. And
yeah, I just wanna, like, don't use my assistants for any of that because I can get it done much faster with just the screen.
It wants to resume a podcast that you listened to like 3 months ago that you didn't finish on.
For a good reason.
Well, you didn't finish it on that device, but you finished it on your actual device.
Oh, I would have thought it would sync that.
It almost did. It started off really great, and then it went terrible.
One of those.
So with this, you're supposed to be able to, you know, Madame A or Amazon's assistant, not triggering the word play podcast title on Apple Podcasts, or play podcast title from yesterday on Apple Podcasts, or skip ahead 30 seconds, or play previous episode. And that's it. It works well for the voice. So I'm like, just skip ahead. Just jump 2 minutes forward.
Ooh.
And it works well for that. Amazon does work well for that.
I have another tangent.
What?
Let's do it.
So, speaking of other assistants, you know how on the Google I always complain about it never hearing me the first, like, second or third time?
Yeah.
I like that.
I have found out that if, instead of saying H-E-Y, if I just say...
Okay.
No.
Oh.
E-H.
A?
A.
A?
That always works.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
I might have to try that now. That sounds interesting.
I hope they don't patch it.
Hey.
Because I will probably throw them at the wall.
That was probably from Canadian.
Possible.
That was the Canadian. Oh. That was a Canadian device.
It might. Well, so I have all my assistants set to English. Like, by English, I mean England.
Oh.
Like the UK. Yeah. That said, the one we had at the a maker space, it's set to it's set to normal mode.
To American still, English.
And it still works for me. So, you know.
Well, it's not bad. At least it works.
That's right.
Yeah, for now. That's probably a bug.
Oh, don't worry. It'll become really popular, and then Google will change it.
It's a feature.
Yeah, they'll kill it off once
I still want them to be able to change the trigger word. I would love that.
But yeah.
That's too many consonants.
All of them. I would love to have them change the actual, like, phrase or the...
So
it's annoying enough when,
at
like...
At least the Madame A has, like, three or four. It's at least three.
It's the word we do not say. It's Amazon. It's computer. I forgot that.
Can you do Amazon?
You can do Amazon,
which
is stupid.
Okay, Echo's the other one.
Oh, yeah, Echo. Amazon is absolutely one of the stupidest ones to do. You're just asking for it to be triggered every 30 seconds.
Same with the original one. That's a common name.
Mm.
That's a very common name.
Yeah, I've heard of children getting bullied because that's their name.
Like, I don't know why they picked that. But...
That's weird.
Yeah, and the computer one is a bad if you watch Star Trek a lot.
Yes.
Oh, because it'll just keep going off.
Computer open doors.
Yeah, it's like computer open door, computer pause, computer listen.
Apple's assistant, that's a common name other places in the world.
Yeah, but you have to say like the word hey in front of it. It's not like, so if...
Yeah, I guess it's more of a saying.
Yeah, if Amazon had put it before, like another
phrase
word before it,
or something,
or some other phrase, it would have been better. But now it just, like, triggers whenever someone says, like, they just want to... Yeah.
That's interesting. You know how they could fix that? Is if the device talked back. Every time it was triggered, it said, are you speaking to me?
Well, it's...
So, there's actually an accessibility feature that you can enable on, like, the Google Homes, at least.
Yeah, so after you activate it, it'll go bing to let you know that it's picked
that it
up and it's
something.
Listening, and that way you can tell it to shut up or stop listening.
Well,
accidentally trigger it.
The Echoes do too, and I'm instantly saying cancel.
And they do light up.
Yeah.
They have lights on them, and they'll light up to let you know that they're kind of perked up and listening and waiting.
And then if they realize that you're not actually, like, okay, so when the Echo first came out, it was really bad about, like, picking up stuff and then be like, sorry, I didn't catch that. Now they'll just be like, oh, you weren't actually trying to talk to me, I'll just silently go away. So that's at least nice.
Those ones freak me out a little bit, though.
A little
because
bit.
Because sometimes they'll pick up and then they'll continue listening and listening.
For a long time.
And so you just see the lights over there just glowing in the corner.
Like, slowly pulsing.
And then you ask it and you're like, are you listening to me? And it's like, I can't answer that question.
Yeah.
And, like, they have, like, quippy things and it's freaky.
Well, so what probably happened there was it got, like, a huge transcript, and they'd use I don't remember what the wording is for this, but it's basically, like, they break apart your words into certain phrases, and then they just go down through a comparison thing and find out which one has the most, like, it does a comparison and figure out which one has the most, like, likeliness, and then it just picks that. And so what happened with you was it probably had this huge list, and it's like, nothing matches this.
Well, and I've heard it, like, say back, you know, somebody will trigger it, and then I'm trying to cancel it, and it ends up picking up this just a random sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that freaks me out as well, is you can go back and listen to the things that it picks up on, And it records it, puts it in the cloud, and you can go back and be like, man, what was it listening to?
Okay, so that's the thing also good with Google and Amazon. You can actually say, you can say it to them, or you can go review it and just say, like, delete everything, all recordings for today.
Yeah.
That's cool. That way, if you murder somebody, you can cover it up.
Yeah, quickly delete it.
That's good.
Is it really deleted, though?
Is it really? That was my question.
It's probably obfuscated.
It should be deleted. Google has lots of issues with that because of the European.
Actually, here's the thing. They don't I don't think the European Union has to, like, it doesn't make them delete it. They just have to obfuscate it. Like, they have to make it to where it can't be tied back to you.
Well,
they've proven to anonymize
the data.
No, proven that anonymizing it doesn't actually anonymize it.
You're right. But I don't think that that's stopping them right now. Right now.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the way... No, that's why Facebook's getting in trouble for not deleting all of your data through the European Union.
Well, by not deleting it, like, did Facebook even actually ever delete it?
No, Facebook, the way they store it, they don't store everything linking to you. They store everything to timestamps.
Yeah.
So, which means everything that happened at this timestamp...
This is a really weird way of doing it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's
the
strange.
Stupidest way of doing it.
Like, they probably did that for a speed thing, like, for making it easier to query, but I don't know.
I don't know if that's easier to query.
It depends on in what context. When you're constantly viewing, like on your news feed. Actually, not now anymore, because it'll put something up there that was, like right at the top that was, like, 2 weeks ago, and then you'll have something underneath that was, like, a second ago. It does weird sorting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
That was a fun tangent.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember the coolest cooler for Kickstarter?
No.
You don't remember the coolest cooler?
Is this the thing? This sounds like something that came out of the late 90s.
No, this was the...
Kickstarter disavows it. They actually distanced themselves from something?
Whoa.
Nope.
That must mean really that cool?
They must have stolen a lot of money from people.
Wow. I get my ad blockers on, so I have to, like, kill them.
How many ad blockers do you have?
All of them. Let's see. Oh, it's not even an ad blocker. It's Privacy Badger.
Goodness.
We'll just,
okay. That's from the website. The website's like, hey, you have ad blocker. Which one of these 12 do you have? Here's instructions on how to disable it.
Oh, do you have Brave? Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we'll just turn that one off. It's Privacy Badger. That's the catch on it, though.
It's nice of them to give you a list of your options for ad blockers, though.
How to do this? Oh, well, whatever. Maybe we'll just ignore that. So, there was a cooler, because I could do this without the article. There was a cooler that was created on Kickstarter. It was supposed to be just this little simple thing, and became the largest Kickstarter ever.
And it was just a cooler?
Yeah, it was just a cooler.
Like, that you put drinks in or whatever?
Yeah. Well, they had, you know, they had electronics so it could play the stereo and all. So basically, like, what?
It had the stereo built in? Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's like the perfect companion to the beach.
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds pretty sweet.
So that does sound sweet. How much are we talking?
Okay,
how much is one?
5 years ago. That's
Well, almost 10. Or six, I mean.
What? You said 2014?
Yeah, I didn't mean 10. I meant 6.
Okay.
Seven.
So six years ago, and you got the Bluetooth enabled, I'm assuming?
I don't know about that. It's 2014, but they were still releasing it out. And they didn't get as many out as they expected, so they had to shut it down because they ran through their budget and all sorts of costs went up this recent year for shipping things overseas.
But this year, this is 2014.
They were still making it.
It took them that long to design a hunk of plastic with styrofoam and a speaker?
Smart styrofoam.
Oh, goodness.
So, basically, there's 20,000 backers who didn't get their reward.
I feel like if you
20,000.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm just saying it's a cooler. It's not rocket science. Like, you design it.
This was the cooler.
You send it to a draft.
Coolest cooler, sorry.
You send it to a draft house in China, and they're like, how many do you want? And you're like, I need 20,000. And they're like, cool, we'll have it to you next week.
Okay, here's the thing. I know knowledge from another podcast where, like, creating a journal, you would think it would be pretty easy, right?
Yeah. Oh, from one of our other podcasts.
Yes, it's not. there's a lot that goes into it. Like, if you just want a journal that is just, like, bog standard, nothing special, sure. But if you want, like, you want it, like, embroidered, or you want the pages laid out a certain way, or you want a certain number of pages, or, you know, the little, like, ribbon that is a bookmark?
Yeah.
You want that included? Oh, man, that's a completely different thing.
Actually, Jason Brubaker, who's been on the podcast, does lots of Kickstarters and Indiegogos. His recent one actually just had lots of issues. They actually sent books out because they hadn't. These were the non-signed ones. Uh-huh. They opened up the boxes and the printing or the stamp on the back on the spine was off. It was too big. It wasn't going to fit and all this other stuff in the box they had set up. So they were going to have to resend out a new fixed one to the people who got it, and they're reordering it. And the publisher is like, "Oh, we're sorry."
Just physical stuff is hard.
It does have a Bluetooth. It's $200. It had equipped with blenders, Bluetooth speakers, and USB charger.
Blenders?
Blenders.
Wait, here's a photo of it.
In the plural.
Sorry.
Blenders? Okay, this is a lot for $200.
Hey, I would pay that for that.
Before, that
that's
I was
like a
thinking,
mobile bar.
I was thinking it just had the speaker and it was a cooler. I was like, you show a picture of this to some design place in China and say, I will give you half of each unit price, and you would have it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
but with that blender installed, boy, does that complicate things.
But so, it also makes it even more cool.
So they
more
made,
desirable.
They raised over $13 million and
holy
from 60
crap.
Or 60,000 backers.
Wow.
Look, this is the biggest Kickstarter ever.
Wow, was that cooler? Well, I get that, kind of.
It wasn't supposed to, he wasn't expecting it to be that cool.
So, I can almost understand shelling out $200 for, like, a Yeti cooler, right? You're getting the best of the best,
right?
But $200 for some random thing that's gonna, like, destroy your hand because it's got blades attached to it?
That's even better.
Oh, man. People have a lot of disposable income. This is impressive.
Well, this is also 2014, and...
We were a lot dumber in 2014.
Only 40,000 out of the 60 got it. So they still...
So they did deliver units, though.
Yeah. This year they were running into extra costs by shipping overseas and shipping from overseas.
Are there reviews of this thing?
I'm sure there is.
Maybe, but so there's a thing here. On this other article is from like GeekWire.com.
And
it says like
we're not affiliated.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
We should just I linked to where we get information from, so people can look at it and read it if they want to.
Yeah, I'll add it.
That's
so
nice.
So. It says right here that this person, Grepper,
Grepper,
said that those who have not received a cooler may be eligible for up to $20.
Yes.
Up to
per the terms
$20?
Of the Oregon Department of Justice AVC agreement from 2017.
But didn't they pay $200
You're
for
right.
the cooler?
Did
You're
they,
right.
though?
So, but, they're, so they're entitled to a 10% refund.
Yes,
that's
but honestly, if I didn't have it, I would almost just go, good on you. It's been a while.
I mean, yeah, it's been 5 years.
That's the thing.
I'm willing to walk away from this. You were cool. I did this thing.
I thought I already threw my money away, and now it looks like I have.
At least they should send, like, a certificate of, like, you have.
I owe you.
Yeah,
I owe you one cooler, something funny.
Or a hug or something. Yeah, if you find me, I will give you a hug.
Yeah.
And we'll post a picture to whatever social media is existing at the time that you subscribe to.
Perfect.
Man, the only thing that would be cooler about this cooler is if they, like, embedded a... It has wheels, but if they embedded, like, a hoverboard and made it so it could follow you,
could push it across
the pool.
That
would be the end all.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I have attached another link to that one.
Did you find any reviews? Because I have a feeling they're going to be like, I lost four fingers on this thing.
Well,
why didn't anybody tell me the blades were attached?
Almost 22,000 comments on it.
That's more than 21,000 comments, Bill.
Ooh.
Having the blenders on the lid seems short-sighted.
So are they blenders or are they blender motors? Because there's a big difference.
Well, I mean, I think it looks like there's a blender that you can just pop down on there.
Yeah,
So it's got the motors in the lid for
Okay. So see, that makes it safer, though, because like if they had the blades and you put something over it, and then blended with blades. You know what I mean? That'd be horrible. But it just has like the little thing that spins the blades.
Yeah.
And then your cell phone can set in there. And
That's not actually a very big cooler.
It even says coolest on it. That's pretty cool.
6 gallons is okay size.
Wait.
You just fill it with those. Not. You fill it with those mini airplane liquor bottles, and you could just open your own bar.
It's not 6 gallons. That's how much
of blended goodness in a single
Blend like charge.
Yeah, that's how much
you can blend 6 gallons. Yeah. Is that like of ice or is that like of fruit or what?
Slush.
You could even charge your cell phone.
General.
Man, it's got some lights inside the lid. This thing, it's got a tie down, it's got some wheels, it's got a knife built in?
A knife, yep.
Really?
Into the lid, yeah.
Are those plates?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it uses the knife to hold the plates in.
That is so cool. Look, storage, you can do half ice and oh man, that thing is beautiful.
And because the lid opens up in two ways, you actually see. There's a reason why this thing went so.
No, you're right. I known about this, I would have tried to buy
one.
It's got
a built-in bottle opener. See, so out of these features so far, I like the divider because that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bottle opener.
Uh huh.
It's actually on a lot of coolers now, but
I think that's about all I care about.
No, the blenders, man. You gotta have the blenders.
Blenders.
The wheels. The big old beach tire wheels.
Those are pretty cool, but I still like my hoverboard idea.
I do.
Oh.
Too.
If they make a hoverboard one that can follow you around, I'm sold.
How about the gear tie down? Just wrap up your stuff all over the top.
That's cool too.
That is cool.
That's kind of cool, but is that gonna break? That must be a very sturdy handle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm more worried about the tie downs breaking in all honesty.
Can I use this as a dolly? Because it looks like that's what that
No,
man
you
was
can't
doing.
Because you can't get them anymore.
I bet you could buy them on eBay.
Oh yeah, maybe. But you're probably gonna have to pay $300 for it.
Big B.
I would gather way more than that.
Like
you can get it in three colors.
50.
The rechargeable battery is removable.
Cookout orange, blue moon, and is that coolest orange?
Coolest orange.
Coolest orange.
And margarita.
Margarita is a nice green color.
Okay, wow. So on eBay, you can get one for $349.
Hey, yeah. I was right, $350.
Or there's one on here for $450. There's only two.
Those look very, those colors are kind of like Fiesta wear from like the 60s type colors. Oh, they were charging.
Well, that's just the default one.
They were charging $285 for it originally.
Well, no, that's what it got up to.
It was optional? Like, it had options?
No, depending on how early. So you could have got this as cheap as $165 if you were an early bird special.
So you invested earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regular bird special is $185. If you want some cups and some sort of like drink book and a shirt that says "Keep Calm and Blend On," it was $225.
Yeah. So depending on if you're shipping out of the U.S., that's where the $285 was.
Oh, that's definitely from 2014.
$285 for the for the shipping anywhere in the world, and they did not do that.
Well, they did it to 40,000 people.
So the people that really lost out were the people that paid the most.
Maybe. No, it depends on whether probably were just going down the line.
Okay.
Like you ordered first, you get it, then it. So basically if you were the last 20,000 people to hop onto this bandwagon, you probably didn't get your product.
Yeah. And so back to those things you can get on eBay. One of them, the shipping is $650. The other one is $93.92.
Okay, is that because of the battery and stuff that's in it?
No,
it's just because it's heavy and big.
Well, no, that's also where a lot of people on eBay get you on that. It's like, you want to buy this really cool cooler?
$0.03.
Yeah, it's $0.03.
$800 shipping.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that's rough.
Or where like there's a lot of like with the Steam controllers we bought. We paid more in shipping than we did for the actual controller.
$5 controller, $7 shipping.
Oh, yeah, and also for the listeners, I hope you got your Steam controllers. Mine is fun.
Did you like it? Do you guys like them?
I like mine.
I like mine.
I like mine. 2/3 of the people like it.
It's all clicky. It's
So it's constructed good. I really like the customizability.
I want to feel it.
I don't like the trackpads. I can't get used to them.
Oh, I love the trackpad.
Mouse mode is sweet. Yeah. It can plug in.
This is nice.
Because those are just, you can just move your finger
it's
across.
It's constructed very well.
They click.
There's paddles on the bottom, too.
You squeeze. Ooh. Yeah, those click, too. And then when you turn it on, it has a nice little tone that you can, program.
Yeah.
So like I have the Aperture Science and it goes dee, 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 dee.
Oh, that's cool. Wow, this is really cool. And how does it play? Good?
Good. Yeah. You can set the profile up to be any sort of like keyboard or mouse movement. People share profiles for all sorts of games.
Man, that is neato burrito.
I'm sure they still have it.
How much are they?
They were like $5.
They're not creating $7 any more of them, shipping. So you'll have to buy them online somewhere.
Yeah. No way, really? That's how much they were just trying to get rid of them? Or?
Well, yeah. that was...
Yep, final run.
The recent one. When they first came out, I think they were just standard, like $50 or something like that.
Right.
Which is how much a controller normally is.
I like it.
So, I have another question.
Yep.
Where did you get the phrase Nito Burrito? You're the second person I know of that says it. I'm the only other one that I know of.
I have no idea. I think I've just heard Bill say that.
I may have. I know I usually say cool beans a lot.
I usually do the double phrase. I say Nito Burrito, Speedo Torpedo.
Ah, there you go.
Whoa.
That's really what I usually say. I usually get more level of it.
Okay, I was just wondering because I don't know where I picked it up.
Yeah, I don't either. Know. Like that's true.
So we're running out of time.
Are we?
Yeah, we totally are. Come up to the hour. Actually, real quick, were you the one that hopped into the chat?
Yeah. I am in the chat.
You were?
You're not
in the chat anymore.
I closed Podbean.
Okay.
My phone was getting toasty.
Oh, really? Because mine's not getting toasty.
That'll happen. So.
You really want people to follow you, Bill?
What?
Look at this.
I only clicked. What? I didn't even post all that. That's interesting. I haven't even clicked anything.
Doesn't matter. I'm the only one to see it anyway, so.
Yeah, so apparently if you were in the chat, you'd be seeing it post a million times. Follow me! Follow me!
It also is really weird because I have followed you, but it's still... Like, if I click that button, it says, do you want to unsubscribe?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Podbean's interesting.
Yeah, maybe we will find other ways, or maybe we'll do it through the Patreon. You can email us at geeksforart@gmail.com and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
We'll find some ways. So, let's go with TVs. We'll wrap up with that one.
TVs.
So TVs. Oh, are cheap.
Yes, they are.
Getting cheap. They're staying cheap. And they're, you know, I don't know why.
Because they're listening
economy
to you.
Economy scales.
They're
subsidized.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's... I heard an article about that they were cheaper because they're able to sell the information that they gather so that they can actually make the piece of hardware cheaper because
so
they're making money from elsewhere.
You purchase the TV and do not plug it into the internet.
Ever.
And there's also like a lot of these like the Roku where it's like you turn on your TV and that's the first thing you see is the Roku page.
Mm-hmm.
All that free advertising that's just right there.
Yep. I have a Samsung Smart TV. And some of the apps that are on it work great,
mm-hmm.
but I totally see that. I always get advertisements on the little bar, you know, stuff that, like, hey, you should subscribe to whatever this service is, and
It's essentially an electronic billboard that you're paying for in your house.
Oh, Roku's even more absolutely. Because they, over the last year, I think their stock went up, like, you know, or tripled in price.
Well, Roku's, like, built into pretty much any TV. Like, I bought a cheap TCL set for the guest bedroom, and it's got a Roku built in.
But it's giant billboards.
Yeah.
And that's where they're making the majority of their money.
Yeah, it's really funny, too, because, you know, I don't need a smart TV. That wasn't a feature that actually drew me to it. I just wanted a 70-inch screen. But if you were to, like, take the smart stuff out of it, then it probably would be more expensive.
Yeah, you can't really get non-smart TVs anymore.
Well, last year I bought non-smart TVs and they were ridiculously cheap in comparison to the smart stuff. And I was like, okay. Plus then you can manually upgrade by using your Rokus or your Googles or your Fire Sticks.
At that point they kind of have to be that cheap even if they're not getting any money out of it because otherwise no one will buy it.
Right.
Because the other stuff's cheap.
Yeah, they're like, this isn't even a smart TV.
Yep.
That's what I look for.
Yeah, that's
but
what
it's
I would
harder.
Too.
And that's also why, like, the one TV I have that has Wi-Fi, I had to do an update. I ended up doing it through my phone because I couldn't turn off the Wi-Fi.
Mm.
And now I see why, because they want to gather all this information.
Right, absolutely. They'll hook up to any signal. They might even have, like, an LTE type of system.
There's a lot
you know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of stuff with that, too, because you're able to force updates or, like, hot tubs, like, try to get this. Oh, we need to make sure that maintenance is kept up on these things.
Yeah.
So we can send people out. Whatever.
They can claim it's for safety.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Someone else can listen to your living room instead
Roku. While we're on the subject of those TVs, you know what I mean? I noticed that monitors are way different than TVs. Why don't they make like 70-inch monitors?
They do.
They
sort
they
of.
Do.
Well, not
They make at least like 40-inch ones.
Monitors right. are more expensive because you have a lot of processing that goes on
right.
TVs. And so TVs have slow response times.
Uh-huh.
So it's the reason why old video games that use like the Zapper, the NES Zapper gun,
uh-huh.
those don't work on the new TVs because the TV does pre-processing and there's a delay in the actual image being displayed. Computers, it's all input-based. And so you move your mouse, you're expecting that mouse to move immediately.
Right.
So on a computer screen, you're looking at 5 milliseconds of response time or less. On a TV, you're probably looking around like 8 to 10 or 12 or
there
20.
There are some monitors that have like 20 milliseconds.
They are getting, since LCD technology is kind of like a solved problem at this point,
mm-hmm.
They're getting to the point where they have FreeSync monitors and FreeSync TVs now, and those ones are less than 2 millisecond response times.
Wow.
And they're getting big TVs with that, so.
That's crazy, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, they don't have, like, giant monitors. Is that because they would be too expensive?
It's because they're kind of not super practical.
Sitting, you know, if you're sitting 5 feet from a big TV, it's still pretty close to it. But if you're sitting 2 feet from your monitor or 2 feet from a giant TV, you're craning your neck around.
Right.
And
yeah, like
pull
the biggest. The biggest one I've seen was a coworker of mine. It's, what is that like thing? Like 32 or 40?
Oh, goodness.
That's an actual monitor.
I think he's pushing like 36 or 40 inches. It's like a super widescreen, like 8K.
It's not even like, it's widescreen, but it's not like the ultra wide. It's just a widescreen monitor. Just huge.
I don't know. I think it's got to be ultra wide.
So I found one
massive.
From Dell. 55 inch.
Oh.
OLED.
For a monitor?
Holy crap.
For a monitor. $3,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. It was $4,000, though.
I know. It's on sale.
To be fair, though, that's OLED. That means it's going to have that true black. It's going to have very
fast response.
I bet that's
freaking awesome.
How many hertz is it?
I have an OLED TV for my living room,
yeah.
And it was pretty expensive, but it wasn't that expensive. But for the monitor, it has to be thinner. It probably has to be pretty light. You're sitting it on
nice.
A desk. My TV's pretty heavy.
Also, it was Alienware, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so that, I mean,
well, yeah.
50% price tag markup.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's about the price of a TV. OLED TV that size is about that.
You can get a 27-inch for $419, though. That's more reasonable. And that one goes up to 240 hertz, but it's only 1080p.
Yeah, but a 27-inch is literally 1/4 the size.
Yeah.
Right, but...
I think these monitors are bigger than that.
That's
20,
just...
No,
it's kind of like a bummer.
27-inch
like,
is big. That one might...
They're the same monitor.
These are about 27.
Yeah,
they
might be
27. They're either 27 or the 32.
Yeah, because I have 23.5-inch monitors.
I don't think those are 32.
They're smaller.
Let's look in the back.
They're
we'll
either
do
24
afterwards.
Or 27.
I think these are 27, because mine are 24, and they're smaller.
We'll look at the back after the episode. Or you can push the button and...
I'm not going to. I'll
turn it anything. Off and break everything. So with that, Steven, I don't know if you remember, we do famous last words.
Okay.
Because Anthony likes to turn off monitors, he gets to go first.
This was a triumph.
My cat has cold feet, aka chili beans. I call her Nally.
Get to the
chopper. Oh my
choppa.
Goodness, I just got that. You've
that
been
was
saying
a long
that for like
one.
3 days. Sorry.
You have a 2 to 5 minute life remaining countdown timer that resets every time you breathe.